I think, you know, obviously I want to get words out there. And what I want to say to anyone, like, I think that we all, you know, not that I write a poem a day, but I think we all have that in us. I think, you know, we have a tremendous amount of narrative to all of our lives that, you know, may feel mundane at times, and we don't even realize that the stories are like building up around us, inside of us. And the difference between me, the only difference between me and somebody else, is that I actually write them down, and my memory's always been pretty good. You know, and quality of work is relative. You know, I like certain things, I don't like certain things, but I think that anyone who wanted to write down the sort of stuff that I write could do that in their own way. I mean, the stories are there.
Yeah, definitely. So, Fran, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, what comes across to me with all your work is that it's generous in every sense. It's generous in that there's so much of it, but there's also like this huge kind of like big-heartedness to it. And it just feels so giving. And what I want to know, like, with being so prolific, do you ever get to a point where you think, I actually can't anymore? Particularly like the state of the world and the state of the States in particular, like right now, I wonder how anybody finds the strength to continue and to be so prolific, because it's all just such a fucking mess. And I really admire that you were still doing this work and this generous, you know, kind of mindful, heartful work. It's impressive as balls to me. It really is. It's
if I didn't do this work, I would crumble like a house of cards. Like, it is the only thing that really keeps my head together. Probably about 12 years ago, my work has gone through a lot of changes. And probably about 12 years ago, a friend of mine had been reading what I was writing then and said that he loved it, except that he didn't come away knowing enough about me. And at that time, I think that was true. And it just sort of unlocked something. And I started writing different poems that were more personal. Even with the portrait style pieces I write, I think that they're personal in a way. I feel